我有一个问题问大家。
What's the shortest distance between two points?
在两点之间最短的距离是什么？
Now, you don't have to be a math major in order to answer that question.
你不需要是主修数学的也可以回答这个问题。
I think all of us know that it's a straight line, isn't it?
我们都知道是一条直线，对吧？
But you know, in the way that God deals with us, that is not true.
在神来对付我们的时候，这个常常不是这种情况。
Because many times God does not lead us in a straight line, but the line is kind of zigzag.
经常神不是让我们走一条直线，而是让我们走一条曲折的这个道路。
And it's that zigzag line that enables us to grow in our faith.
这个曲折的道路可以是让我们的信心成长。
When I first went to Taiwan as a missionary, this was in the early 50s.
在1950年代，我到台湾去做宣教士。
And I remember, as a brand new missionary, I had many opportunities to learn things.
作为一个年轻的宣教士，我有很多机会可以学新东西。
And I remember a conversation I had with a young Taiwanese college student.
我有一次和一个年轻的台湾学生谈话。
And we were talking together about spiritual growth.
我们在谈到属灵的灵性的成长。
And he made a statement that I've never forgotten.
他讲了一句话，我一直没有忘记。
He said that in our Christian growth.We go through these up and down experiences in our life.
他说，在我们生命中呢，我们基督徒的生命在成长当中是有这个高低起伏的。
And I remember replying to him. I said, "That is not good."
我记得我回答他说，我说这是不好的。
If you are really a healthy Christian, you just keep climbing and climbing and climbing.
如果你是一个健康的基督徒，你会应该一直向上，上升。
He was right, I was wrong.
但是他是对的，我是错的。
And over these past 60 years, I have begun to realize again and again that God's lines are many times up and down or zig and zag back and forth.
在过去的六十多年来，我就是经常的会学习到的，神让我们走一条这个高低起伏，有的时候是曲曲折折的路。
And in my own experience as a Christian, I've experienced that many times.
在我自己的基督徒生命中，我有很多这样的经历。
I've asked myself the question, why does it have to be like this?
我问自己，为什么会是这样呢？
If God could create a world where we could tell when the sun goes up and when the sun sets, that can be predicted.
神创造了世界，我们可以预测到日出日落的时间。
He has created a moon and we can tell by the tides of the sea when the tide's coming in, when the tide is going out. It's always a very straight line.
他也创造了月亮。使我们能够知道潮起潮落的时间。
Why can God create situations for my life where everything is very clear, very predictable?
神为什么不让我们的生活是这样非常清晰可以预测的呢？
Now the Bible answers that question very clearly.
圣经很清楚地回答了这个问题。
Why is that the case?
为什么是这样呢？
Because of sin.
因为罪。
Sin is the reason why we have all of this confusion, not only in the world, but in our own lives as well.
罪使我们这个充满了困扰，不仅仅是在我们的心里面，也是在我们的周围的世界。
At times it could be our own sin.
有的时候可能是我们自己的罪。
It could be somebody else's sin.
可能是别人的罪。
It could be the circumstances we're living in.
也许是我们的处境，我们的遭遇。
You see, we live in a very much sin-cursed world.
我们是生活在一个被罪咒诅的世界里面。
And this has created a lot of havoc and confusion in our lives today.
这个罪在我们这个生活中 造成了很多的灾难和困扰。
And much of the sin stems from the pride in our own lives, where we have caused much pain to others as well.
很多时候是由于我们自己的骄傲啊，造成别人的痛苦。
And pride basically is that in us that says we can live independently from God.
骄傲就是说我们想要独立于神之外来独立的生活。
Pride basically says I can run my own life the way I think it should be run and I don't want to have anybody interfering with that.
骄傲实际上就是说我可以随己意来控制我的生活，我不想别人来干涉我。
And we want to take the control of our own lives away from God.
我们想脱离神而自己控制我们的生活。
It is rebellion against God that lies at the very center of all of our issues.
我们所有问题的中心就是说我们悖逆神。
And for that reason,
因为这个原因
Godleads us many times through a wilderness.
神常常让我们经过旷野。
And before we can reach the destination, it seems like we're zigzagging back and forth in many directions.
当我们能够达到终点之前，我们会经过这个曲曲折折、反反复复的这种道路。
This many times is not an easy path.
经常这不是一个容易的道路。
But that is what enables us to grow in our Christian life.
但这是让我们能够让我们的基督徒的生命成长。
And it is that that builds qualities into our lives that otherwise would never be there.
也让我们生命中形成这种特质，如果没有这个经历，他们就不会有这样的特质。
So here we come back again to that verse we just read in Deuteronomy.
那我们现在再回来看这个《生命记》啊，这章这个我们这节我们刚刚读过的经文。
And God says right in the beginning, the first word is remember.
在这节里面，神说你要纪念。
We forget very quickly.
我们常常容易忘记。
And I know that probably half an hour after I finish speaking, you will have forgotten 95% of what I'm saying.
也许我今天讲完半个小时，你们可能就会忘掉95%我所讲的。
Because our human computer in the brain has this automatic delete button in there.
我们这个头脑里面，人里面的电脑是有一个自动删除的。
And if we did not have that delete button, we would remember so much garbage that this would finally explode.
如果我们没有这个脑子里面没有这个删除键的话，我们可能会脑子里面会充满了很多的垃圾。
But the problem is, it's not just the bad things we forget; we also forget the good things we should remember.
但问题是我们不仅仅忘却那些坏的事，我们好的事情也会忘记。
And so God starts right out saying, "Remember."
所以神一开始就说你要纪念。
Don't forget.
不要忘记。
Write this very much on your heart because I want you to learn something.
你要把这写在心里，因为我想要你学这个功课。
And so He says here, "Remember how the Lord your God led you."
你要纪念耶和华你的神引导你。
These 40 years in the desert.
在沙漠里的四十年。
Here he makes it very, very clear. He says, you've gone through the desert for 40 years. I want you to remember what this was for.
因为你在旷野里四十年，所以我要让你记住，这是为什么。
There are four different things.
这里面有四件事。
That God wants to teach us through this wilderness through this desert experience that comes into our lives.
所以神有四件事，神要让我们在这个旷野跟沙漠的经历里面来学习。
It is in the desert experience that very often God's call comes to us.
经常是在旷野里，我们才能够经历到神的呼召。
And that is where He then calls on us.To respond to him and to his call and unto our lives.
神让我们对他的这个呼召有一个回应。
Secondly, it's the wilderness university that he uses to teach us.
第二，他用这个旷野的学校的经历来教导我们。
Things that we would not learn in our usual setting in life when everything goes well.
这些事情是我们在生活顺利的时候不能学到的。
But there in the wilderness, God will teach us.
但是在旷野里，神会教导我们。
The third thing is, in the wilderness, he prepares our life.
第三点就是神在这旷野里来预备我们的生命。
What does it mean he prepares our life?
预备我们的生命到底是什么意思呢？
He prepares our life to become a living message.
他预备我们成为一个活的见证，活的信息。
So it's not just words that we speak to others, it's our life that backs it up.
不仅仅是我们向别人说什么话，而是说我们的生命可以支持我们所讲的。
And that can only be learned in the wilderness.
但这个只能在旷野里才能学到。
And fourthly,
第四点
，it's our usefulness.
我们可以成为为神所用的。
God enables us then to have opportunities to share with others what He has taught us.
神给我们机会，让我们能够跟其他人来分享他教导我们的。
Let's go back to the very first thing.God's call on our lives.
所以我们现在来看第一件事，就是神在我们生命里的呼召。
You know, if we read the Gospels, we hear how Jesus first calls his disciples to himself.
如果我们读福音书的话，我们就读到耶稣怎样去呼召他的门徒。
The first few disciples were fishermen.
那最早的门徒都是渔夫。
People without any formal education.
没有经过什么正式的教育。
Probably none of them had ever graduated from high school.
也许没有人能上过高中。
But Jesus goes to them and he picks them out and he says, "Follow me."
但耶稣去拣选了他们说啊，来跟从我。
And in the same way, God has chosen those of us who are Christians today who are saved. He has chosen us to be his followers.
同样，今天神也拣选了我们，让我们成为得救，能够来追随他。
Now I want you to notice something.
我想让你们知道
，God did not choose those early disciples because there was anything special about them.
神当初拣选那些门徒的时候，并不是因为他们有一些特殊的地方。
God did not choose them because they were something.
并不是因为他们是什么样的人
or because they had something,
或者他们拥有什么。
God chose them because of what they could become.
神拣选了他们是因为他们可以变成成为什么样的人。
God has not chosen you because you were something special.
神拣选了你并不是因为你有什么特殊的地方。
None of us can say that.
我们都看不到这一点。
But GodLooked in our hearts.
但神看我们的内心
And he saw the tremendous potential in all of our lives.
他看到了我们在我们心里面的这种潜力，要我们的生命中的潜力。
And he says, I can make something out of you.
所以他要把我们变成啊。
When he called Peter,
当他呼召彼得的时候
Jesus had never met him before.
他从来没有遇见
But of course, Jesus knows everybody and he knew his name.
但是他知道每一个人，知道他们的名字。
He said, You are Simon, son of John.
他说你是约翰的儿子西门。
But then he said something else.
然后他又说了另外的一句话。
You will be Cephas.
你要称为基法。
Which is a rock.
就是石头。岩石。
You are Simon, but you will be Cephas.
你现在是西门，但你将来是基法。
And God looks at our lives today and he says, I know exactly who you are.
神看到我们生命就说啊，我知道你是谁。
With all of your weaknesses.
你所有的弱点。
And remember, Peter had lots of weaknesses.
彼得有很多的软弱。
He had a big mouth, but then when The testing came, he ran away from Jesus.
他常说大话，但是当试炼来的时候，他就逃跑了，离开了耶稣。
So were the other disciples.
其他的门徒也是这样。
But God saw that in Peter there was a quality that if he allowed God to build that quality, then something fresh would come out of that man.
但是神在彼得身上看到了一种特质，如果他让神来改造他，那这种特质就会成为一种新的东西。
In 1950, I took a boat from Tianjin all the way to San Francisco.
在1950年，我坐船从天津到旧金山。
I was 19 years old.
那时候我19岁。
And I remember one night, I went on board deck of that ship.
我记得一天晚上，我上到这个甲板的顶层。
Everything was calm.
一切都很平静。
I only could hear the engine of that boat propelling us further and further through the Pacific.
我只能听到发动机的声音，把我们都推过这个太平洋。
And God started to speak to me.
这时候神开始对我说话。
And I started to feel very sorry for myself.
我这时候感到非常的亏欠。
Have you ever felt sorry for yourself?
你是不是有感觉到亏欠呢？
I'll tell you why I felt sorry.
我告诉你为什么。
I'd been born in China.
我是在中国出生的。
I'd lived there all my life.
我一生都是在中国。
And I took a look at myself, says, yes, you lived in China all your life, and you love Chinese food, but you're not Chinese.
我看我这我跟你说，一生都是在中国，而且我喜欢中国食物，但是我不是中国人。
You have a German passport.
你是拿我是拿德国护照。
You've been educated in German schools all your life.
都是一直在上德国学校。
Your family is German.
你的家庭也是德国。
But you don't know that country.
但是你却不了解那个国家。
You can't even say that you're German.
所以你不能说你是一个德国人。
You're not Chinese, you're not German.
你不是中国人，也不是德国人。
What are you?
那你是谁呢？
I'm on a ship going to America.
我要让这个船开到美国。
You can hardly speak English.
你连英文都不会讲。
And you go to America?
你还要去美国？
The Americans had been your enemies during World War II.
在二次大战的时候，美国是你们的敌人。
You are a mess. You don't even know who you are.
你是简直是一团糟，你不知道你自己是谁。
And yet you want to serve God.
但你还想要侍奉神。
How can God ever use you?
神怎么才能用你呢？
And I felt very sorry for myself.
我觉得非常的亏欠。
How can God ever use me?
神怎么才能够用我呢？
I wished I'd been born in Cupertino or something. No, I didn't even know those places.
我希望我是生在 Cupertino.
I wish I'd been normal. That's what I was crying for.
我希望我是一个正常人，这是我这个哭求的原因。
But then God spoke to me that night.
但那天晚上神对我说，
It doesn't matter who you are.
无论你是谁。
It doesn't even matter if you don't even know who you are.
甚至说你不知道自己是谁也没关系。
But will you allow me to make something out of you?
你愿不愿意让我来改变你？
I don't think God could make anything out of me at that time.
我不觉得神能把我改变成什么。
But that night I said, Lord, if you can take my life and make something out of me, I'm willing to do anything you want me to do.
但那天晚上我跟神说，如果你能把我变成一个新的，那我愿意为你做任何事情。
And the minute I said that,
当我说那句话的时候，
there was a peace in my heart.
我的心里面就有平安。
I said, I don't know the answer for the future.
我知道我虽然不知道未来是怎么
样， I don't know what America is going to be like.
我不知道美国是怎么样的。
But if God is in charge, I'm willing to trust him.
但如果神掌权，我就会信靠他。
Now, The interesting thing is when we make a decision to follow Christ,
当我们做决定要跟随耶稣的时候，
there's a new life that comes into us,
一个新的生命就进入我们里面，
and we're willing to share him with others.
我们就愿意跟别人来分享。
But God says, no, no, you're not ready for that yet.
神说你还没有预备好。
You have responded to my call, but I have to take you through a training school.
你已经回应了呼召，但是呢，我必须要让你到一个训练学校去。
And that training school that I'm going to lead you through is not going to be easy.
那我带你去的这个训练学校不是很容易的。
It'll be a wilderness experience.
是一种旷野的经历。
This is not a backpacking up in the Sierras.
并不是说你背着背包可以去爬山。
This is going to be tough.
这是非常困难的。
And so what God does is, He, in order to prepare us, He leads us through what we call this desert wilderness experience.
神为了预备我们，就带领我们进入旷野，进入沙漠。
Have you ever gone through one?
你有没有经历过这样的情况？
It's a place where you...All that you see in front of you is just desert, just sand.
你有没有这样经历？就是说你放眼望去都是旷野，都是沙漠。
There doesn't seem to be any future ahead of you.
根本没有任何的未来，没有指望。
Wherever you turn, it's just barren. There's nothing, nothing there that you can use.
无论你往哪里看，都是一片的贫瘠，没有可用的。
Sometimes this could be a spiritual experience.
有的时候这是属灵方面的经历。
It could be an emotional experience.
也许是情感方面。
Or it could be something that physically you are going through an experience that you just have no answers for.
也许是你这个身体上的，但是呢，你却找不到答案。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在说什么吗？
I think if you're older, you might have gone through that.
如果你是比较年长的，可能已经经历过这样的事情。
But I tell you, young people,
但我想告诉年轻人，
if you have not experienced it, you will experience it.
如果你还没有经历过，你肯定会经历到的。
You will.
你会的。
Absolutely guaranteed.
我保证你一定会。
I remember about 30, over 30 years ago, I went through an experience like this.
我记得三十多年前，我也经历过这样的一个经历。
It happened in conjunction with one of our children.
是发生在我一个孩子身上。
I was very, very pleased when people would come to me and say,Oh, you've been such a wonderful parent to your kids.
当别人来对我说啊，你们真是非常优秀的父母啊，我非常的高兴。
What is your secret of how your kids have developed so wonderfully in their lives?
你的孩子这么优秀，这个秘诀到底是什么呢？
We have lots of problems with our kids. Tell us what is your secret.
我们的孩子有很多问题，来告诉我你的秘诀是什么
？Well, you know, the minute they said that, something inside began to get puffed up.
当他们说这个时候呢，我内心里面就有一种东西在膨胀。
And I would say, you know, it's nothing special that I did.
我跟他们说没有什么特别的。
You raise your children on the foundations and principles of Scripture, and everything will be fine.
你要按照圣经的原则来养育你的孩子，那一切都会就没问题了。
But inwardly I was thinking, if you had raised your kids like I have raised mine according to the Bible, you would have no problems.
但心里面我是在讲，如果你像我一样按照圣经的原则来教导孩子，你的孩子就不会有问题。
And now I had encountered a problem with one of my children.
但现在啊，我的孩子就遇到了问题。
And I had no answer for it.
对这个问题我没有答案。
I was desperate.
我基本绝望了。
I, I cried.
我哭泣。
You know, Germans don't cry.
德国人一般不哭泣。
But I cried.
但是我哭了。
It went on for days and days.
就是日复一日的。
I said, what did I do wrong?
我到底做错了什么呢？
What was it in my life that was something that had missed the mark?
那我生命中到底做错了什么事呢？
I had no answer.
我没有答案。
And that began a wilderness experience in my life.
这就是我生命中旷野的经历。
I had come to the very end of the road.
我已经走投无路了。
I had no answer.
我没有答案。
I had given answers to a lot of other people, but I could not find an answer to my own problem.
我给别人提供很多答案，但是我对自己的问题却找不到答案。
That's the wilderness.
这就是旷野。
And God wanted to teach me something through this wilderness experience.
从这个旷野的经历，神想教我一些功课。
And it hurt.
它会伤害到我。
It hurt terribly.
非常大的伤害。
And then I began to look at scripture.
然后我开始看圣经。
And I found out that I was not alone.
我发现我并不是独自一人。
And the more I read scripture, the more I began to realize God is doing that with many people.
我读的越多，就越发现，神在很多人身上都做了同样的事情。
Look at Moses.
看一看摩西。
Moses had all the privileges of being a prince in Egypt.
摩西曾经是埃及的王子，他有所有的特权。
The finest education Egypt had to offer him.
受过埃及最好的教育。
He had a position in his kingdom.
他在他的这个王宫里有很高的位置。
God had something in mind for Moses.
但神对摩西有一个意念。
He wanted to use Moses as an instrument to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land.
他要用摩西作为一个器皿，把以色列的百姓从这个埃及带出来。
But Moses was not ready for that.
但摩西并没有预备好。
In fact, when he tried to do something, he killed a man.
实际上他杀了一个这个埃及人，也就想要救以色列百姓。
And then he ran.
所以他不得不逃跑。
Where did he go?
他去了哪里呢？
He ran into the Midian wilderness.
他去到米甸的旷野。
40 years Moses was in that wilderness.
在旷野中40年。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why did 40 years have to go by before he could deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt?
为什么要过40年他才能去拯救以色列的
百姓？ Moses was not ready.
因为摩西还没有预备好。
But it was in the desert that he met God.
但是在旷野里他就遇到了神。
Remember how God spoke to him out of a burning bush?
记不记得神怎样在燃烧的荆棘中向他讲话？
You know, sometimes God leads us into a wilderness because we're not listening to him at other times.
神有的时候把我们带到旷野，因为我们在别的地方不愿意听到他讲话。
But in the wilderness, you don't have Wi-Fi, email, telephone.You don't have any of these things.
但是在旷野里，你没有这个无线上网，没有电邮，也没有电话。
And God wants us not to be distracted by other noise around us. He wants us to listen to His voice.
神不想让我们被周遭的事分散注意力，他想让我们听他的声音。
And in the wilderness, God had time and opportunity to talk to Him.
在旷野里，神就有机会来对他讲话。
And God will lead us through a wilderness experience for that simple reason. He wants us to listen to Him.
所以神把我们带过旷野，也是一个非常简单，有个简单的原因，就是他想让我们听他的话。
We are too busy listening to other things in this world, but we're not hearing His voice.
我们忙于听世界上各种各样的声音，但是我们却没有听神的话。
And so 40 years Moses spent in the wilderness.
所以摩西在旷野里待了四十年。
All the education he had received beforehand did not matter. He needed to be in God's wilderness university.
他四十年的教育其实都是无关紧要的，他必须要在神的这个旷野学校里面。
That was Moses.
这就是摩西。
Take David.
大卫王。
David had been anointed king of Israel.
大卫受膏被立为这个高立为以色列的君王。
But yet for 7 years he had to run throughout the desert, hiding himself from King Saul.
但是有七年的时间，他为了逃避扫罗的追杀，不得不亡命在旷野。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he was not ready to be king.
因为他还没有预备好成为君王。
But God used that desert experience in David's life.
但是神就却利用了大卫这个生命中这个旷野的经历。
Did David ever graduate from that school?
那大卫到底有没有从这个学校毕业呢
？You know, in Acts chapter 13,
在使徒行传十三章
，it says that David was a man after God's own heart.
那里说到大卫是合神心意的人。
He graduated.
他从那个学校毕业了。
He wasn't perfect.
他并不是完美的人。
But God knew his heart.
但是神知道他的心。
And whenever David did something wrong, he always repented and returned back to God.
但当大卫做错事的时候，他都会悔改，转向神。
You know, take the Apostle Paul.
再说使徒保罗
After his conversion, he wanted to evangelize the city of Damascus.
当他归主以后，他想在大马色传福音。
How did that end?
最后结果怎么样呢
？He was let down over the city wall in a basket, and he had to run.
他被人用筐从这个城墙上垂下来，他不得不逃跑。
Where did he go?
他去哪里呢
？Into the desert of Arabia.
他去了阿拉伯的沙漠。
That's where God had to prepare him.
神就在那里预备他。
You know, you can go through character after character in the Bible, you see the same thing happening.
你可以在圣经里面看到很多的人物都是有这样的这个经历。
We have John the Baptist in the wilderness.
施洗约翰也在旷野里面。
We have the prophet Elijah in the wilderness.
先知以利亚也在旷野里面。
Jesus, after his baptism, where did he go?
主耶稣受洗之后，他去了哪里呢
？He went into the desert.
他也去了沙漠旷野。
For 40 days to have communion with his Father as he was beginning his ministry.
在他侍奉之前，他在那里四十昼夜，与父神来交通。
The wilderness is not an experience for only a few.
这个旷野的经历 不仅仅是给少数人预备的。
It is a place where God teaches you something.
那就是神要教导我们一些功课的地方。
Now, what does he teach?
那神教给我们什么呢
？Look at that verse again.
那我们看这段经文。
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years.
你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年。
And the next verse, next few words says, to humble you.
下面几节说要苦练你。
The first thing that God wants to do in our lives.Is to humble us.
神在我们生命中要做的第一件事就是让我们谦卑。
You say, what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
？Humbling ourselves before God is recognizing our desperate need of Him in every area of our life.
神就是要先让我们谦卑。然后才能够让我们认识到在我们生命的各个方面我们都非常非常的需要神。
And when God starts dealing with us, God always points his finger in the weakest area of our life.
神就会指出我们生命中最软弱的地方。
You remember the story about that rich young ruler who came to Jesus and said, "I want to follow you"?
记不记得有一个这个很富有的年轻的官来找耶稣，说想要跟随耶稣
？And Jesus said to him, "There's one thing that you lack."
但主耶稣告诉他，你缺少一件事。
See, Jesus immediately, with every person, always points his finger right on the weakest area of his life.
耶稣基督总能够一下子就指出啊，一针见血地指出他们生命中最软弱的地方。
In this rich man's case, what was it?
在这个啊富人身上是什么呢
？Money,
金钱。
Because money is the thing that provided this man with what he thought was security.
那因为金钱给这个人带来了他所认为的安全感。
God said to him, "I want you to get rid of this money because I want you to trust me."
耶稣告诉他，你要把这些钱财分给穷人，因为我要你来信靠我。
And anything that takes us away from trusting just God becomes an idol in our life.
我们生命中凡是我们阻挡我们来信靠神的，就变成了我们的偶像。
Now God is the only one that knows the weakest spot in your life.
神是唯一知道我们生命中软弱的地方的。
Sometimes we don't even know it.
常常我们自己都不知道。
Sometimes your wife knows more about you than you do.
经常你的妻子知道了解你比你自己了解的多。
At least in my case, that's true.
我就是这样。
I can say that because my wife is not here this morning.
因为我太太今天不在这儿。
No, God knows all about us.
但神知道我们。
And God wants to help us, and so He says, "You need to correct that situation first of all in your life."
所以神想帮助我们，告诉我们必须要改正这些。
You say, "Well, how long do I have to stay in that wilderness?"
那我要在旷野待多久呢？
Until you've learned the lesson.
直到你学会了那个功课。
Did you know that the people of Israel?
你知道以色列的百姓。
Those who walked in the desert for 40 years.
他们在旷野漂流了40年。
And those over 20.
那些在20岁以上的以色列百姓。
None of them walked out of the desert.
没有一个人走出旷野。
They all died in the desert.
他们全都倒闭在旷野之中。
Because they never learned their lesson in the desert.
因为他们在旷野中没有学会这个功课。
You say, "How long do I have to stay in it?"
你会问，那我要在旷野中待多久呢
？Until you've learned your lesson.
直到你学会了你的功课。
I remember a little while ago I mentioned to you that I went through a terrible experience.
不久前我跟您分享过我有一个非常不好的经历。
And it began to hurt.
开始让我很伤心。
And then I said to myself, "You better learn what God wants to teach you."
我对自己说，你要学神想教我什么功课。
And so I took a piece of paper.
我拿出一张纸。
And I started writing down every day what God wanted to teach me.
每一天神要教我什么
？And that list started to grow.
这个清单就越来越长。
I probably had over 40 or 50 things written down.
我在上面记了大概四五十件事情。
I still have that slip of paper at home.
我这张纸我还保留着。
Because I said I want to learn it because it hurts so badly. I don't want to waste this experience in my life.
因为这个事情太让我伤心了，我说必须要学到这个功课，我不想把这个机会浪费掉。
Do you know what the first thing was on that list?
你知道这个清单上第一件事是什么呢
？To humble you.
谦卑。
God was saying to me, "You need to learn a lesson."
神对我说，你要学这个功课。
You need to learn the lesson.Of humbling yourself,
要学会使自己谦卑。
You are proud.
你是一个骄傲的人。
You think you've done something.
你认为你很了不起。
You think you are something.
你认为你是一个了不起的人。
You aren't anything.
但你什么都不是。
Apart from the grace of God.
如果没有神的恩典。
And I want you to learn to humble yourself.
我想请你们也学会来谦卑自己。
Oh, that was a hard lesson.
这是一个很艰难的功课。
But I'm so glad that I started to write this down.
我非常高兴我把这些都写下来了。
And that's what God was teaching Israel.
这也就是神在教导以色列的百姓。
He said, I want you to humble yourself in front of me.
我想我要你们在我面前谦卑。
And ever since you left Egypt, you were complaining and grumbling and murmuring against God.
在你离开埃及以后，你就一直在抱怨，抱怨神。
He said, I want you to learn to trust me.
我要你们学会怎么样去信靠神。
That I am the God that can provide for every need that you have.
因为我可以提供给你们一切的需要。
I can give you food to eat.
我可以给你们食物。
I can give you water to drink.
给你们水喝。
I can give you clothes to wear.
给你们衣服穿。
Shoes to wear that did not wear out for 40 years.
这个鞋四十年都没有破。
I can take care of you.
我可以来照顾你们。
Are you willing to trust me totally?
但是你愿不愿意完全的来信靠我
？But no, your pride says I can do my own thing.
但是你的骄傲让你说哦，我可以自己来。
And I don't want to stay in the desert. I'll go back to Egypt.
我不愿意待在旷野里，我要回埃及。
And the people of Israel constantly rebelled against God's authority.
以色列的百姓一直在不断的背逆神的权柄。
And so God said to them.You stay in the wilderness until you have learned that lesson.
神就说你要待在旷野里，直到你学会你的功课。
And you know the last verse of the book of Isaiah says that they will go out and look at the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me.
在以赛亚书最后一节说到，他们将要出去观看那些。违背他的人的尸首。
But you know, we don't have to stay in the wilderness.
但是你知道，我们不需要一直待在旷野。
We can get out of that wilderness.
我们可以走出旷野。
And in the next few things, he mentions what else he was going to test them with.
在下面他又提到了几件事。
He says to test to in order to know what was in your heart.
要试验你，要知道你心内如何。
God knows our hearts.
神知道我们的心。
But he says, I want you to find out what there is in your heart.
但是你们自己要发现你们心里面是怎么样。
The human heart is a wicked heart.
神的心是人的心是一个软弱的心。
You know, sometimes I talk with people and they say, so and so has done this and this kind of a thing.But he really has a good heart.
经常有人跟我说某某某做了什么样的事，但是他是好心。
That's what the Bible teaches us.
但圣经并不是这样教导我们。
Our heart is evil.
我们的心是邪恶的。
But God wants to give us a new heart.
神要给我们造一颗新的心。
And it's in the desert that we learn that.
是在旷野里我们才能够学到。
And then he says, whether or not you would keep his commands.
接着他说肯守他的诫命不肯。
He wants us to know what is in our hearts and in our lives, whether we would keep his commands.
所以他要让我们知道在我们的心里在我们的生命中我们是不是愿意守他的诫命。
An obedient Christian.
顺服的基督徒。
That's the beginning of it.
这就是一个开始。
And that is a person who has surrendered his The leadership of his life to God.
这就是我们要把我们的主权完完全全交托给神。
And until we learn that, we go zigzag in our Christian life.
在我们能够了解这个之前，我们就要走这样一个曲折的道路。
Now, when that takes place in your life,
当这件事在你的生命中发生的时候
，God continues that preparation of molding you and changing you.
神就在继续的来塑造我们，来改变我们。
And then, as God changes your life, you are able to share that with others.
当神改变了我们的生命，我们就可以去跟其他人分享。
You know, where I live, there are constantly people that are dying. It's a retirement center.
那我住在一个这个养老院里面，那就是有很多经常会有人去世。
Or the husbands lose their wives, or wives lose their husbands.
丈夫失去妻子，或妻子失去丈夫。
And I have admitted to them. I said, you know, I can understand it, but until I have gone through that experience, I never really can feel with you.
我说，如果是除非我能够亲身经历过这件事，我是没有办法切身的来体会到体验的。
This is why God leads us through wilderness experiences.
这就像神带我们经过旷野的这个经历。
So that we can say, "You are going through a wilderness. I know exactly where you are."
所以我们可以说，你现在在经历旷野，我知道你在哪里。
I have been there.
因为我已经经历过这样的事情。
But let me tell you how God enabled me to get through it.
让我来告诉你，那神怎么样我走出这个旷野。
What God taught me in this wilderness.
那在这个旷野的经里面，神教给我什么
？And you know, to me, the thrilling thing is in that thing that happened to me 30 years ago.
那最让我激动的就是说，这件30年前发生的事情。
I was able to minister to many, many more people than I'd ever had been able to do before.
我就可以用这件事来服侍到很多的人。
They said, "Now you understand us."
他们会说啊，那你现在了解了我。
You have gone through it.
因为你已经经历过这件事情。
And I told them how God had given me the grace to go through that experience.
我告诉他们，神怎样用他的恩典来带领我走过这个经历。
30 years, I prayed for our daughter.
我为我们的女儿祷告了30年。
Long time, isn't it?
是很长的时间。
But God did a work of grace in our heart.
但神有他在我们的心里面有的恩典。
What a wonderful thing as you look back and you say, that wilderness was terrible, but we all got through that wilderness.
当你回首的时候，你就发现是多么的奇妙啊！这个旷野是非常的糟糕，但是我们经历过了。
Don't fight the wilderness.
不要去抗争这个旷野。
The wilderness is a place of great blessing to you.
这个旷野的经历是一个巨大的祝福。
At the time, it doesn't seem that way.
当时你可能看起来不是这样。
But if you allow God to take that experience,
但如果你让神把这个经历
if you're willing to learn from Him what He wanted to teach you a long time ago, but you haven't listened,
如果你愿意，就是在这个经历里面，他把你原来不愿意学的来教导给你
then God is able to change you from a Simon
神就会
to a Cephas.
神就会把你从西门变为基法。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word this morning.
天父，感谢你今天早上给我们的话语。
We want to remember it.
我们要记得这些话语。
We don't want to forget.
我们不能忘记。
And Lord, if there are people here this morning that are going through a wilderness,
主啊，今天在这儿的人如果有经历旷野的
，I pray that you will remind them that you are with them.
主啊，请你提醒他们啊，你与他们同在
，and that you have only the best intentions for them.
你对他们是有美意的。
And Lord, we pray that all of us might learn as you teach us.
主啊，我祷告我们每一个人都能够学到你的教导。
Help us not to rebel against you.
帮助我们不做悖逆的事。
But to be obedient to whatever you tell us.
而顺服你教导我们的一切。
So that we can be a blessing to others.
所以我们成为别人的祝福。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。